Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Looking at John 11:38-44. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from this place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. And tonight, that's going to lead me into my question, why are you still wearing grave clothes? Pray over this message. For the word that you provided me. To break down a few things that I pulled away from this passage. So, to look up the definition of grave clothes are what you wear or something that covers someone that's dead. They're meant to bind, to bury, and to seal something away permanently. So, at the time, they would wrap layers on layers on layers of cloth around someone, and they would bring a lot of pounds. It's like 100 pounds was like the average of spices to wrap in there too. So you can imagine that these grave clothes are heavy. They're something that are meant to hold you there. And at the time, that's why when he called Lazarus out of the tomb, he didn't just call him out, but he called to be loosed of the grave clothes. What he was saying is, I'm going to pull these things away from you that are keeping you dead. And that's why, at the point in time, there was also a Jewish cultural belief that 3 days would be how long a spirit would linger around a body before it would depart. On the fourth day, it would be gone. At that point is when decaying would happen. And that's why I believe he waited till the fourth day. At a point where everyone believed nothing could be done, nothing was going to happen, it was done for, he was decaying, it was the end of the road, he said, come forth. And he said, loose him and let him go. He said, this is not the end. There is more to go. I have called you away from it. I'm calling you to leave those things behind. The grave clothes come off. It is over with. You have the ability to defeat anything. You have the ability to walk in freedom and new life. And when we talk about defeating anything, in Luke 10:17-20, we can read, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means should hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Says, but rather rejoice because it's not over. This is not a time when it is done. You have the authority to walk in freedom And what good is authority if you won't use it? If he gives you the ability, why do you sit in defeat and decorate a prison cell like you're meant to stay there when he's called you out of a prison? It's time we need to rejoice in a situation or circumstance that feels too far gone. It's not time to precompose a headstone and plan our own death. It's not time to try and open up a grave when he's already called us out of it. We can't allow a situation or circumstance to cause stagnation. And that's why I love the quote, "It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way." Stagnation causes deterioration. That doesn't matter if it's a body in a grave or your walk with God. If you're staying stagnant because you won't move past it, you will deteriorate your faith. And that's one of the things that I've been feeling so heavy here recently, even within myself. It's like a tiredness I've been running into everywhere I go across. And it's not a physical tiredness. Trust me, I drink enough energy drinks. That doesn't help. Sleep doesn't help. And it's because it's not physical, it's spiritual. It's a weariness. It's something he's trying to restore. See, restoration really is just a way of giving you something back that you once had before. It's giving you something back. It's restoring. And that's something I feel like he's here to do in this room today. He wants to restore someone in this room today. He wants to give you a faith and a hope, peace, joy, happiness back in your life. He's telling you it's time to take some grave clothes off. There's no excuse to keep them on. There's no excuse to stay in a grave. There's no excuse for it whatsoever. Thank you, Jesus. If we look at a couple examples of some people that personally I would feel had the most excuse to throw some grave clothes on, we look at Joseph, who was betrayed, sold into slavery, lied upon, thrown into a pit, and yet he didn't stop because he knew that God gave him a dream. If we look at Job, who was blessed, lost everything, and even just everyone around him that was close was discouraging him, but he knew where his strength came from. We look at David, who was a man who faced tremendous trials, and yet in Psalm 34:1, he writes, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Continually does not have quotations around it. It is saying in every situation, good or bad. And then one of my favorites when we talk about Paul and Silas is Acts 16 and 19 through 26. And it reads, we can put that up. Praise the Lord, I'll read from over here. "And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, 'These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans.' And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." But in verse 25 it goes, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. When praise came into a jail, it shook the foundation of what was holding them captive and keeping them from walking in freedom. And at the moment when that happened, everyone's bands were loosed." Because when praise enters into a room, depression and anxiety must flee. They cannot coexist in a room. They are not brothers. They are not siblings. They do not stay together. Depression and anxiety leaves. And the devil isn't bringing you a grave for you to lie down in. The The devil's trying to trick you with an idea that you have to. And in reality, what's happening is God's trying to bring you a trial to testify about. See, the enemy isn't pulling you apart, trying to kill you, but it's God trying to stretch you to build you. He's trying to give you a situation to help build up your faith. And to build, it's going to take uncomfortable times. It's going to take inconveniences to our own schedule and situations. It's going to take things happening that we didn't want to happen. But in these uncomfortable times, what would happen if we just said, God, I don't know what's going on right now. I don't know what's happening. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise you. I'm going to lift up your name. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to give you everything I have. Thank you, Jesus. You cannot praise silently. You cannot rejoice silently. And this isn't a place where we should come feeling scared or timid to show praise or tears. Because we'll go all week and we'll cry in our car in private and we'll pull up and we'll put on a smile and we'll act as if nothing happened. And when an altar call comes, nothing happened because we tricked ourselves. But when you come in and you show God, no matter what's going on, I'm going to give you the glory. I'm going to pray. I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. He's going to change some things. Some things are going to be loosed. It's not a sign of you being weak. It's a sign of you knowing where your help comes from. And when the people of God begin to praise and worship, the atmosphere has to shift. Chains have to break. Doors have to open. Things have to become loosed. And that's one of my favorite songs, and Sister Candy sings it the best. The devil thought he had me. He thought I was dead. He thought that I would give up and never dance again. And one of my favorite parts about that song is it said the devil thought. The devil thought he had me. But the devil never had any authority over any situation. He never had any facts behind him. The facts are found in the scriptures. And it said, you can and you will, and it will happen. Ooh. If you want something to change, it can change today. It doesn't have to wait until tomorrow. It doesn't have to wait until next week. When we look back in John, Martha is speaking in this one, and she had said, Lord, if you would have just been here. And my wonder is how many of us are in a self-dug grave with that question. Lord, if you had just been in my situation, like he wasn't there. But in reality, he was there the whole entire time. He knew where you needed to be, and he was guiding your steps. He was helping you in a way that you didn't know you needed help. He can make a way today if you'll let him. And I saw this quote, and I love this quote. And what it said is, farmers who wait for the perfect weather never plant. Athletes who wait for the perfect conditions never train. Ships that wait for the perfect winds never sail. Perfection is the enemy of progress. No time will ever be perfect to your understanding. And that's why his understanding is so much greater than ours. There is nothing that we can do that will top what he can do. The time is never perfect, but it doesn't have to be perfect for God to make a way in where we are. It doesn't have to be perfect for God to step into a situation and loose you of some chains, of some grave clothes that are still staying on your back that he called you away from that we need to let go of. And that's part of the reason why I feel like so many things come to a halt in our own lives is we're trying to do everything about with hundreds of pounds on our back, just carrying them along as if they aren't there. Grave clothes are heavy. They're meant to hold you there. They're meant to keep you there. And if you're going through a situation and it's not changing, why not try and take them off? Why not give that a shot? If nothing else has worked, why not give it a shot? I mean, I've seen it work time and time again firsthand. Why can't it work for you? It can. It can and it will work for you. And honestly, I told a couple people I knew this wouldn't be super long, but I had felt some things were going to be changed in here today. And I felt like some chains were made to come loose today. Some things were made to be broken. Like as if people had walked in here with like a low battery light and it was time to restore some things in their life. It was time to not just recharge, but to restore. And this is what I'm feeling. And honestly, Sister Candy, if you want to go ahead and come to the music, I know it was very quick. We look at John 10, verse 10 through 11. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." The enemy wants you to keep some grave clothes on, but Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." That was an exclamation. That was not a request. He said, "Loose him and let him go," because it will happen. He said he gives us life and that we might have it more abundantly. He's trying to give you a garment of praise right now in this place. He's trying to give you a garment of praise, but a garment of praise and grave clothes cannot stay on you at the same time. One of them has to be on and one of them has to be off. The question is, which one are we going to keep on? Y'all can go ahead and stand with me. And as this comes to a close, I know this is going to be a little bit different, and that's fine. But here in a moment, I already talked to Sister Candy, we're going to start singing here in a moment. And what I want is the people that feel like they have grave clothes still on in their life. Like there's a situation or a circumstance that hasn't changed and we need it to change. I don't want us to come and just be upset, but I want us to come with a praise. I want us to come with a worship, with a dance, with a song, with something in our heart that something's gonna change. We're not gonna come up here and we're not gonna tell God how big our storm is, but we're gonna tell the storm how big our God is. Because it's gonna reverse, it's gonna change, the atmosphere is gonna shift. Some things are gonna be loosed in here today in praise, if you will let it. Some things are gonna be loosed in your situation, if you'll let it. If you don't have anything going on in your life, that's fine, you can stay still. That's perfectly fine. But I know I'm gonna be up here and I'm gonna be dancing. I know I'm gonna be giving some worship because I know there's some things in my life I would love God to work on. It's like when Brother Dusty talked about on a chart of 1 to 10, how bad do you need God? I'm always going to check 10. I'm always going to check 10. I know there's a 10 in my life when I need him. If you have breath in your lungs, you have victory. You have victory in your spirit. And my dare for you today is I dare you to praise like you have nothing left. I dare you to give God an undignified praise. I dare you to give God praise like you never have before. Because there is not a time like now. There is not a situation like now. He is going to do it now. I'm still here. I'm not buried. I'm not bound. I'm alive. And we are going to walk out of this grave that He has called us out of. Let's give God some praise in this room.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.